We continue our learning of Ilei Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe Menachem Yaakov in Pinchas Leo when Yevamos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud. Pikachas v'cheireshes. You have a case where a man is married to two wives. One is a pikachas, completely competent of normal faculties, and the other is a cheireshes, and the other is where the marriage is only midrabanan. But Yevam, so now he passes away, and then there are two tzaros, these two co-widows, two almanos. One comes from a marriage that was dorais, so the pikachas. One cheireshes is where the marriage was derabanan. If the Yavam first has beer with the Bikachas and then with the Chereshes, Oshaba Achivala Chereshes, or the brother had beer with the Chereshes after the Yavam. After the first Yavam had beer with the Pikachas, which is obviously a Yubam Doraisa from a marriage business Doraisa, and afterwards he or his brother, which is another potential Yavam, had beer with the Chereshes, so lo pasas ha-Pikachas. This does not disqualify the Pikachas, and we should know this already. The Mefarshim point out from previous Mishnais, Mishnais like to be comprehensive and cover all of the cases, but this is something we're able to figure out already. The Pikachas is a marriage Doraisa, the Chereshes is a Durabanon, so having beer with the Chereshes afterwards, even though that was not allowed, nonetheless, that's not going to disqualify the Bikachas, which is a marriage and a Yibum de Oraisa. But by Yavam ala Chereshes first, what if the Yavam had beer with the Chereshes? V'chazar ubala Bikachas, o sheba achiv ala Bikachas, but then he had beer with the Bikachas, with the one who's completely normal and competent. After with the Chereshes, or the brother had with the Bikachas, after he, the Yavam, had beer with the Chereshes, this will disqualify the Chereshes, and that's because the marriage with the deaf mute was only Darabanon, and therefore cannot prevent the next Bia, the Yibum, which is Doraisa, to be recognized, and therefore we have a problem. And the halacha now is that both are prohibited to him. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us these last two cases, Pikachas v'Chereshes, the order Pikachas first, Chereshes afterwards, it does not pass the Pikachas, but Chereshes first and then Pikachas, it passes the Chereshes, and both are prohibited to him, because this is the violation. We're not supposed to do two Yibums, as we said, Bayis Echad, and not two Batim. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph also should be understandable, based on some of the principles we've outlined in the past. Gedola Ktana. You have a man who's married to a Gedola, to an adult. She's over Bat Mitzvah, and a Ktana under Bat Mitzvah, and then he passes away without children. But Yavam ala Gedola v'chazor v'ala Ktana. So the Yavam now has Bia with the Gedola first. That is recognized on a Doraisa level, that Yibum in that marriage. But then had Bia with the Ktana, which is only, as we said, a Drabbanon. We said a Suffolk. Or after the Yavam, the first Yavam had beer with the Gedola, a brother, another potential Yavam, had beer with the Ktana. Lo pasas the Gedola. This did not disqualify the marriage to the Gedola. That is recognized midoraisa, both the marriage and the Yibum. But Yavam ala Ktana v'chazar ba'ala Gedola. But let's say the Yavam had beer with the Ktana first, which is only the Rabbanan marriage. And then he had beer with the Gedola, which is a Yibam Doraisa. Osha ba'ala achiv ala Gedola. Or after he had Yibam with the Ktana, that Yavam, his brother had beer with the Gedola. So pasal as Ktana, that passes the Ktana, and both women are forbidden to him in this case as well. And then the Mishnah concludes with a statement of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Melamdin as Melamdin Aktana Shetema Einbo. We teach the Ktana that she should refuse. Why do we give her that advice? Because that will annul the marriage Lamafreya retroactively. And the Yavam then is able to stay married to the Gedola. So it turns out there was only one Yavama to begin with. So that's Rabbi Elazar's suggestion. And some have the girsa that Rabbi Elazar says Bikulon Melamdin Haktana Shetema Einbo. That Rabbi Elazar is not only talking about a Gedola and Ktana case. He's even speaking about, let's say, a case which we didn't discuss today, but a Chereshes and a Ktana where both of the marriages are Derabanan. And in fact, many Rishonim have that girsa. And it means the following. The Rashba explains that, how does that work? Let's say Yavam has beer with a Chereshes, and then he has beer with a Ktana. So both are only recognized in the Rabbanon. He says, even in that case, Rabbi Elazar holds, we teach the Tana to be Mimayin, and the Chereshes will remain married to him, because you're basically uprooting the Zika of the Ktana, and therefore that's as if she's not a Tzara, and therefore they still married. This is not something we would only do, says Seyd Meni Rishonim, in Rabbi Elazar's opinion, when it comes to a Gedola and a Ktana, where one is Doraisa, one is Durabanan. Let's get rid of the Durabanan so the Doraisa marriage can be recognized, where, let's say, you had beer with the Ktana first and the Gedola afterwards. No, the Miyun should apply even in cases where you have a Chereshes and a Ktana. Let the Ktana, obviously the Chereshes is deaf-mute. She doesn't have that. That concept of Miyun does not apply, but it applies to the Ktana because the Ktana was married off, obviously by a mother or brother, and that's a marriage Durabanan. So Miyun could apply to a Ktana, and we would recommend that even in this case. Interestingly, the Rambam does make that suggestion, but he says the following. This is in Hilchos Yom Perek, Hey, Halacha Chav Ches. If the Yavam had beer first with the Chereshes, v'chazar u'bahu o achiv alaktana, then had beer with the Ktana, pasal asa Chereshes, that would pasal the Chereshes. So what do we do? U'melamdin aktana shetema'ein. So then we teach the Ktana to be Mamayin. Okay, good. If the Ktana now refuses, he should be married to the Chereshes. Said the Rambam, no. V'achereshes yotze beget. Then he is married to the Chereshes, but they shouldn't stay married. And the Mefarshim wonder on the Rambam. I don't get it. If the Ktana refuses, so now the Chereshes is married to him. So that solves the problem. And in fact, that's the way many of the Rishonim hold against his Rambam. The Ramban accepts the nusach of Bikulon, that indeed in a case not only of Gedola and Ktana, but even when a Chereshes and Ktana, we teach the Ktana to refuse, why would we do that? So he explains that isn't there, right, don't we have this concept of la'olam yisrachek adam in ha-meyunim? Don't we want to avoid the problem of miyun? So he says, well, do you remember the reason why we avoid that? We try to avoid that because we're afraid that what's going to happen, the Ktana is going to get older and she's going to regret that she refused. And then, she regrets the refusal. So now, and then she's married to someone else. So we have big problems. Now she really wants to be married to the first person. But he says, in our case, the Ktana has to leave the marriage regardless. Even if she's not Mimayin, she leaves the marriage. So we don't really have that concern in such a case. So therefore, and if she doesn't do Miyun, what's she going to have to do? She's going to have to wait around until she becomes a Gedola and has Chalitza. And then, so why would I want to do that? Number one, I'm making her wait around as an Aguna. She can't get married until she becomes a Gedola. Maybe she wants to get married when she's a Ktana. And not only that, once she has Chalitza, she's possible to marry a Kohen. So therefore, why not have her be Mimayenes? Nothing's lost, and there's only things that are gained. She doesn't have to worry about being Asur L'Kohuna. And now the husband can stay married to this Chereshes who he married Beheter.